So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Cameron from Snohomish is. Cameron, are you there?
The Grinch is here and he does not like candied yams.
Yay!
Boo this man!
All right, Cameron's ready to rock, Steve, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Cameron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
How many bears did Goldilocks encounter?
3.
Yes. What is the sum of the angles of a triangle?
The hypotenuse?
No.
Pass.
Who plays Richard Kimball in the 1993 movie The Fugitive?
Pass.
In what South American country would you find the mouths of the Amazon River?
Brazil.
Correct. December's zodiac signs are Sagittarius and what?
Repeat.
December's zodiac signs are Sagittarius and what?
Scorpio?
No.
Libra?
No.
Sagittarius?
No. What mid-90s year did Trans-Siberian Orchestra release their debut album?
94, 95, 96.
96, yes. Which big cat has enlarged lungs to support their speed?
Maine Coon?
No.
Pass.
How many Super Bowl rings does Terry Bradshaw have?
2?
No.
3?
No.
4.
Yes! And with that, you also get 4, Cameron.
Oh.
Here he comes, Mr. Candied Yams.
You know it. I ate so many candied yams. Ooh. It was so fun.
Ooh. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
I did.
Welcome back, Steve. Are you ready?
Yeah!
How many bears did Goldilocks encounter?
3.
Yes. What is the sum of the angles of a triangle?
180.
Yes. Who plays Richard Kimball in the 1993 movie The Fugitive?
Is that Tom Cruise?
It is not.
Oh, what's his face? Harrison Ford.
Yes. In what South American country would you find the mouths of the Amazon River?
Peru.
No.
I don't know. Argentina.
No.
Chile.
No. December's zodiac signs are Sagittarius and what?
Capricorn.
Yes. What mid-90s year did Trans-Siberian Orchestra release their debut album?
95.
No.
96.
Yes. Which big cat has enlarged lungs to support their speed?
Cheetah.
Yes. How many Super Bowl rings does Terry Bradshaw have?
6.
No.
5.
No.
4.
Yes. Oh. Augusta is the capital of which New England state?
I was going to say Georgia, but Massachusetts?
No.
Maine?
Yes. What decade was the computer mouse invented?
What decade? 80s.
No.
70s.
No.
60s.
Yes. And with that, Steve, you got 9 correct, and that is a win, 9-4. Wow. Sorry, Cameron.
Good game, Steve.
You too, my friend. I did it for the candied yams.
My
machine's not working all that well today. There we go.
By the machine, are you referring to your brain?
Yes.
Even though you did just pull off a great victory there.
I had 9 right. D.I.O., cut me some slack.
The only one that you got wrong are your competitor Cameron actually got right. The South American country where you will find the mouths of the Amazon River is Brazil.
Brazil.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
I don't know how it's already creeping up this fast, but 1 week from Friday, it's Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. And we have Brent and Zach from Shinedown rolling up. The Pretty Reckless is going to be in town. Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. It goes on and on. And the tickets are on sale now at KISW.com. We recently learned that Sean Alexander, Seahawks legend, the team's all-time leading rusher, is also the team's all-time leading father because he and his wife, Valerie, are expecting their 14th child.
All-time leading procreator.
Oh, my goodness.
14 kids. I remember that. I was like, oh, how did we not know about, like 8 or 9 of them?
It's just bonkers.
They've been cranking them out.
I feel for her.
Yes.
Sean was on the Up and Adams show with Kay Adams, and she asked a very important and quite timely question.
I hope you had a beautiful Thanksgiving. And all I could think about when I heard you were coming on the show, and I thank you for your time, how many turkeys for that huge family? How many freaking turkeys?
All right. How many do you think?
It's got to be at least 2, I would think.
Again, 14 kids. Well, soon to be 14 kids. Then you got the 2 parents, of course. And then you got family members as well.
I'll say 2 large turkeys.
2 large turkeys. Danny, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with 3.
Go with 3. Let's find out.
You know what? It is still the same. It's still just 1 big old turkey.
What?
And
1 turkey.
Were they getting like a ham too? There's got to be an additional protein
maybe
somewhere.
He doesn't feed half of his children.
And so many extra.
I feel like Danny went through 1 turkey in the just this weekend alone.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
and there was only like 1.5 because Lynn really only had probably about 2 bites of turkey.
That's what I was gonna say. It was pretty much you that did all the damage.
Delicious.
And so many extras. I mean, every side dish you can think of is at our house. 1 monster turkey, about 20 pounds.
A 20-pound turkey for pounds. How many people in the family, not just children, but how many people are at this Thanksgiving?
Oh, so no. So our Thanksgivings are usually just our in our house and a few family friends. You know, it's Christmas that's a whole other story.
Yeah, but you have a million children, so that how can 1 20-pound turkey 7,000 million children feed?
Wait, is it a million or is it 7,000 million children? Response. It seems like they must. Also, I love while he's doing the interview, he's sitting in a room in his house that has a giant blown up version of the Madden cover that he was on.
Dope.
And I was like, okay, yeah, if I'm going to be doing interviews, I want that behind me as well.
For sure.
Small
little bites go a long way. You know, the little ones are still little. You know what I mean? And yeah. So it's still good. You know.
Is the Alexander family a Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving family, or do you wait for after?
Oh, there's no way we could do anything beforehand. Like, so there's no. And everything Christmas starts about December 12th.
That's because they're all coming to Unwrapped, our Christmas show.
Of course.
And once that's done, then they can put the Christmas tree up.
It's like the official kickoff to the season.
Did you set up everything after Thanksgiving?
I set everything up before Thanksgiving for the first time ever, except for the tree, because we always go and cut one down and get a real Christmas tree. And so we've been on vacation. We just got back from vacation. So this week we're going to go get the tree, and then that bad boy goes up. Yeah, but everything else is ready to go.
We were going
to
do Friday, but the shopping, my wife and Tatum and the family, they all went shopping around, you know, Bellevue and University Village and all that. They didn't get home until like later in the day. So Saturday, everything went up. And yesterday, we got all the Christmas decorations outside the house set up.
I have to tell you, though, guys, I added a Christmas lights timer this year.
Oh. You got one.
I got one. And I get
just
a little,
one?
Well, just one for the outside lights. Yeah, I only need one.
Wait, how many timers do you have, Danny?
I have 4 inside the house themselves. We don't have any outside lights.
Do you know what's so funny? So I bought 3 thinking I might need all of these. And so far, we only need 1. I might set one up inside for the tree, though. I feel like that could be a cool thing to add to the mix. But I feel like I'm living in the future, even though I'm like just 40 years behind schedule on this. It's very exciting.
So Thanksgiving, though?
Thanksgiving was great. We had, you know, all the major dishes minus the candied yams.
Okay.
But my mashed potatoes, they crushed. They were so great.
See, Tatum, we found a new obsession, and it's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh.
She watched it multiple times, mainly
Lil Jon's performance. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Lil Jon did Turn Down for What?
No.
Right? And he had Jeffrey from the Toys R Us.
The giraffe.
The giraffe as his DJ. It was, and then Shaggy performed, and Shaggy had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So Tatum was all about that.
No wonder she was feeling it.
But the funny part was, I just wanted to see one thing, and that was Foreigner perform Cold as Ice. And we couldn't even get through it.
No, why?
Because they were on the Stranger Things float, and the Stranger Things float had this scary flower-looking thing.
It's called the Demogorgon.
Okay, well, that freaked my daughter out.
I know. All I wanted to do was just hear their music, right? Mm-hmm. It's cold what? As ice. Do.
I actually like that.
I like the song, but what was wrong with... What was going on behind them?
It's a flower. It's a monster flower. Pointy teeth. That are sharp looking.
Mm-hmm. Makes you not want to listen to the song.
Well, you'd want to listen to it. But then when you turned on, it's kind of... don't want to listen to it, but even though you like it.
Yeah, so we can enjoy Cold as Ice.
I mean, in her defense, the Demogorgons are very scary.
Dude, that thing was kind of gnarly looking. I'm like, that's a very aggressive looking monster for a float for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I mean, I didn't know that that was part of it, but I would have probably turned it off too. When I watch Stranger Things, those things scare me and give me nightmares.
So what do those things do in the show?
They come and get you.
Oh, great.
Take you to Vecna.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
The Daily Mix Show.
Why would a major organization demand that Alice in Chains change their name? Who would ask such a thing of the band? We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A well-known Seattle rock band is being urged by PETA to change their name. This is the Rock Feed News Report.
Alice in Chains are getting pressed by PETA to change their name to Betty in Chains. And it's all because of a situation that PETA says is running out of time. PETA sent a letter straight to the members of Alice in Chains asking if they would go by Betty in Chains on social media for a month. Not a legal name change, not reprinting the merch, just a temporary switch online to blast out one message: Free Betty the Elephant. In the letter, PETA even calls it a wonderfully strange request and pitches it as the band lending a version of their iconic...
I always love when someone's like, this is a great request. This is a wonderful... I'm like, yes, because you're the one who sent it.
Yeah, of course.
Dummies.
Their iconic name, so Betty's story hits millions of rock fans instead of just hardcore animal rights people.
I already bought my Betty and Chains t-shirt. It's pretty sweet.
Betty's like 56 years old, I think.
So what's the story behind Betty? It's an elephant, obviously.
Betty is an elephant that's been used as a circus prop, but she's apparently disabled, and they're trying to have people get loud for Betty to try to get people to staying away, get people to stay away from the animal circus type things.
Do you think Alice in Chains are even going to entertain this idea?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
I don't know. I don't know if anyone, I feel like Pete is like, if it was maybe another organization, Pete would be like, all right, but Pete is like, kind of got like this, after a while you get like a bad taste in your mouth. That maybe it's not the right term to use when talking about PETA, but you know, sometimes they have some outlandish things that they do where you're just like, dude, you're out of your mind.
And I get it. They want to obviously make a big splash here. And what better way than to enlist the help of a rock band? Fair. But people have a lot of opinions about this, as you can imagine, Steve. So we must go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of those comments and we figured who better to read them? Than the most popular Betty of all time.
Betty White?
No, the elephant. Of course. Yes, spell it Betty White. So Betty White from the grave, our robot version of Betty White, is going to read these comments. Are you ready for the first one?
Of course.
PETA is just engagement baiting at this point.
Oh, at this point, they've been doing engagement baiting for decades now.
I mean, but does it get people talking about
it? Yes.
Yes, so it's working.
I mean, but I don't know if it's going to make any, I say that, but you know, it might help. But I'm just like, okay, here's just another crazy idea from Pete. This might be the least crazy, though.
I agree.
I am vegetarian, and even I think this is dumb. No one's going to know who Betty is.
Well, now we do.
Yes, Betty the Elephant.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never been Alice in Chains without Lane.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
I mean, do we really have to go down that road? This is about Betty the Elephant, not Lane Staley.
People just love to make it about something else.
PETA's going to have a field day when they hear about Cage the Elephant.
Yeah, why not go with that band?
That's funny.
Isn't that as successful?
Uncage the Elephant.
Uncage the Elephant, yes.
I love listening to Facelift while on my carnivore diet. Just saying.
Okay. Well, no one's eating Betty.
No.
I mean, is that even a thing?
I hope not.
Has anybody...
I've been to some places where you can get some weird meats on a stick, but I don't think elephant was ever offered.
Like some like secret room you go into and they have elephant on the menu?
Well, there are the places that will do like rattlesnake.
Yeah.
You know, kangaroo, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever eaten elephant.
I feel like that's pretty bad.
I'm so disappointed in Alice for even considering this. Lane would be embarrassed by this.
Well, first of all, I don't think Alice in Chains have even put out a statement other than that other people are putting out statements about Alice in Chains being asked about
They have
this.
Not even made an official response yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen Jerry Cantrell putting any comments on Instagram about this just yet. And then, you know what? You don't know if Lane would be embarrassed by this or not.
He might think it was awesome.
Unless this is from, like, Lane's family.
Yep.
Which I don't think it was.
I don't know. Might be easier to just rename the elephant.
To Alice.
I'm vegan. But even I think PETA should choke on a turkey leg.
Oh, that was from Danny. We got one more time for one more comment from Robot Betty White about Alice in Chains being asked to change her name to Betty in Chains.
What's next? PETA wants us to save the pigs. Hey, Eddie, can you change your band's name to Pearl Ham?
Please do that.
That should just be permanent.
Yeah.
James, we got to protect the cows. How about rebranding your band to Mootalica?
Perfect.
I think they're onto something.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so grateful for the donations that are rolling in to support Coats for Kids. We want to raise $50,000, Rockaholics, and for just $25, you can put a brand new warm winter jacket on a local child in need.
And big shout out to Tammy Brandt, who just donated $69. Joining the 69 Club, we are now $4 away from hitting $13,000 raised. These coats will help out not only keeping kids warm, and as they say, hashtag more than a coat, because it does improve their confidence. These are kids going back to school, and unfortunately, due to just a hard hand that they've been dealt, they're going to go in with like some old jackets. So it'll be great for these kids that are in need to have a brand new coat to go to school with.
And as you mentioned, Steve, only $4 away from $13,000. Let's just take care of that right now. Head to KISW.com and make a donation. We know that many of you are just waking up. You're starting your morning off right, and you're probably curious what's going on there in the world of pop culture. We're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
On the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Apple Music dropped their year-end stats, and 2025 was a massive year for Kendrick Lamar. He and SZA, they had the most streamed song in the United States with Luther. If this world was mine,
I'd take it in a minute. And then, don't freak out, I got the clean version.
Thank you.
Yeah. Introduce him to that light. Hit them strictly with that fire.
Fa, 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 la, 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 la.
Totally ripped that off.
Wait, this is the most popular song?
Yeah,
I don't know. This is the first time I've ever even heard this song.
I've never heard that song until right now.
You know, call me close-minded, but every time, because of the music I listen to, I just think that everyone else listens to pop punk and emo too. So when I hear other music, I'm like, wow.
What is this?
We are becoming like the old people that are like, what are these kids listening to?
Fa, 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 fa.
I mean, come on, we can go in the studio and go, fa, fa, fa,
fa, fa. Nailed it.
All right, anyways. You know, it's crazy, though. I'm looking at the top five. Four of the top five, fa, fa, are Kendrick Lamar. There's only one other artist that are in the top five that's not Kendrick Lamar, and not hip-hop, but country. Country star Morgan Wallen in this song. Nick, I may thank you if I'm the problem. Yes, you are.
Might be the reason. Okay,
fa, fa,
so deep.
Fa, la, la.
This is really deep.
I'd rather go with Kendrick Lamar. So have you looked at yours?
Yeah.
It's very embarrassing.
Mine, all five of my top songs are because of my son who's 6 years old.
Sure.
There's one in there that I will take full credit for.
Okay.
So the top, my top song of the year, it's one of Barrett's favorites, is called Pretty Pimpin' by Kurt Vile.
Okay, this sounds like a Taryn Daly song.
It is a Taryn Daly song. However, it's Barrett's favorite because it says stupid clown in the chorus. So he thinks it's so funny he wants to listen to the stupid clown song.
Is that his pet name for you? I'm sorry. That wasn't nice. I apologize.
But then my number two, by the way, Steve's Lava Chicken. Which if you have a child and
that's
you've
like
seen the Minecraft
song.
Yes, which is why it was at number two, because we listened to it 1 million times last year.
So what's the one song that you're proud of on this?
I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna, I'm so embarrassed to admit it.
What is it?
Abracadabra by Lady Gaga.
Oh god. Yeah, I listened to the Fa La La song from Kendrick Lamar personally. Oh. Mine is bad.
What is yours? What's your number one?
So like Kendrick, we have one artist that is on their four out of the five songs.
No.
The only one that's for me is a Turnstile song. Like that came in at number four. That was number four. The number one song, I should give you some context. Tatum loves this record called Puppy Songs. And this album is very weird to me because it is someone wrote a record from the perspective of a dog. And so it's the dog singing songs about the dog's life.
Oh, my God.
And this is the number one song, thanks to my daughter, Tatum. Cruising all around the block. And when I see another dog, I give a little friendly bark. When I'm going on a puppy walk, there's no time to stop and talk. Oh, no, 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 no.
Wow.
Puppy walk. What is happening? Puppy walk. Going on a puppy walk, Danny.
Going on a puppy walk.
I want to go to a puppy walk. He's got other songs called The Cheese Tax, Big Stretch.
Oh, I know about The Cheese Tax.
Amazon Man. That's always my favorite. Whenever I see the Amazon truck driver, I'm like. I'm gonna get you someday, Amazon Man. Watch out, watch out. Dude, this is an entire record, and it's like 30 minutes long.
Wow. And it's your entire year-end rap.
It's four of the five top Cheese Tax, Stuck on My Teeths, and Big Stretch are the other ones.
Big Stretch.
Wow. Danny, what's your number one? I got a feeling it's not that.
My number one song is by a band called Wynonna Fighter. It's called You Look Like a Drunk Phoebe Brigards. Oh, wait, hold on. I forgot. Put it on.
What is that? Say I didn't warn ya.
Okay, well, Tatum listens to this too all the time.
I know, yeah, of course. It's funny because I had never really heard of this band, and I saw them earlier this year at the Tractor Tavern, and they blew me away. And it was one of those, like, I went and bought their album, and I've listened. That was probably my like top album of the year because it was just amazing. And they're coming back on Monday, by the way.
Nice.
Oh, are you gonna go see them?
I am gonna go see them.
he's going to be hurting on Tuesday then.
Danny is not afraid of a weeknight show.
No, even a Monday night show.
He is a freak.
Yeah, they'd have to like invite me on stage to play with them if I'm going to go out on a Monday
night.
Oh,
they want you to come, Steve.
Right, make some calls.
I'm available, guys. This is bad. Like, I'm just looking at even like the top artists that I listen to. Turnstile's number one, then Kiss. That's on brand. Then it's VeggieTales, and then it's Puppy Songs.
Do you want to know what's so embarrassing for me? That my top three artists are my literal top three favorite bands of my life.
Okay, so Rush,
yeah,
yes.
Primus,
yes,
and Billy Strings.
Nope, a band that we saw down in Tacoma
Limp
on the
Bizkit.
Waterfront.
Oh, Pennywise.
No.
What the hell are they? Oh, Bad Religion.
Yes, those are my top three.
My top artist, I was actually really surprised. And I know you guys are going to be like, what? It was Green Day.
Oh, my God.
But I'm also surprised because I didn't think I listened to Green Day that much this year. And I was like, how did I listen to them that much? But apparently I did.
Well, if you guys ever want to listen to puppy songs.
I don't.
No, thank you.
Are you sure you don't want to listen to going on a puppy walk?
I'm about to kick you out of the studio if you play that song
when mom
again.
Comes home.
I think I'd rather listen to La 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 Fa La 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 from Kendrick Lamar. But
what about Big Stretch? You gotta say Big Stretch. Every time I do a Big Stretch,
you know it has to move. When a puppy walks, is a puppy. Okay, I'm sorry. No. I apologize. The Daily Mix Show. It's not fair to bring you into my hell.
No, it's really not.
Rockaholics, you can take a big stretch and then call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to try to beat Steve Miggs. He has 373 wins, 129 losses, and 105 ties so far this year. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850. You gotta say big
stretch every time I. Why?
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.